So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tan Rabbanan, ein loichem behemus behema b'mois meiser sheni. A person may not purchase an animal with meiser sheni money outside of Yerushalayim. Ve'im lakach, and if he did purchase an animal, b'shogig yachzur dam l'mekayimam. If the lekech did not know that the money was meiser sheni, the sale is void and the money remains meiser sheni, which the meicher returns to the lekech because, as Rashi explains, mekach ta'osu. She'ilu yodesh in meiser, lo'ya loikcha d'trich lei milsa. Had the lekech known that it was meiser sheni money, he would never have made the purchase because it's a great burden to transport the behemoth that becomes meiser sheni to Yerushalayim. However, b'meizit tala v'teichel b'malkim. If the lekech did know that the money was meiser sheni, the sale is effective, the behemoth becomes meiser sheni, and the lekech must take the behemoth to Yerushalayim to be eaten there, because b'meizit there is no mekach tois. Rabbi Yehuda, however, makes a distinction. The sale is effective b'meizit that only if the lekech initially intended to bring the behemoth as a carbon shlam in Yerushalayim, and the behemoth becomes meiser sheni. Aval b'meskaven lohitzi mois meiser sheni l'chulin, however, the sale is void, even b'meizit, if the lekech intended to eat the behemoth's meat outside Yerushalayim, and the money remains meiser sheni. Even though b'meizit there is no mekach tois, but as the Gemara later explains, kantzinan l'meicher, the Chacham penalized the meicher because kol heicha de ikke isuru hasim kantzinan. He is the one who now has the money. The Gemara questions Rabbi Huda from our Mishnah, in which Rabbi Huda oimer b'meizit kiddush. Rabbi Huda holds that if a person gave a woman meiser sheni for kedushin b'meizit, the kedushin is effective, and there is no knas on the woman who now has the meiser sheni money. The Gemara explains, "Hacha beisha chaveira de yada she'ein mois meiser sheni mischal na yada, v'oila v'achal tasei b'Yerushalayim." The Mishnah is referring to a case of a learned woman, and there is no knas because she knows that for kedushin there is no chil, because the money was not exchanged for food, and the money remains meiser sheni, which she intends to take to Yerushalayim. However, regarding a meicher bevehema tahira, if he sold a kosher animal for which there is chil because it is for eating, there is a knas. Because as Rashi explains, Yudea shalikech miskaven lo'eichlo be'iroi, v'avar alifnei iver l'sidin michsho. Since the meicher knows that the lekech intends to transgress and eat the meiser sheni meat outside of Yerushalayim, the meicher is liable for the isser of not to assist a person in committing an avera. And b'vehema tmeya, if he sold a non-kosher animal, for which there is no chil, because it's not for eating, there is also kenas, because ein odim yudea she'ein mois meiser sheni mischal nalein. People in general do not know that for a behemoth tmeya there is no chil, and the meicher will not take the meiser sheni money to Yerushalayim as required. The Gemara adds, however, that kishabarach, the meicher is no longer here, yechel kenegdon. The knas is on the lekeach, who must separate other food and transfer the kedushas meiser sheni from the money in the hands of the meicher to this food and eat it in Yerushalayim in order to save the meicher from transgressing when he unknowingly uses the money outside of Yerushalayim. Zakta the Mishnah, Hamakadosh ba'arla. If a person gives a woman kedushin with arla fruits or with another item that is asa bahana, prohibited in all benefits, such as b'klai hakerem, b'shahar niskal, u'be'egla rufa, b'tzipar mitzayra, u'besar nazir, u'fetach hamar, u'basa b'chalav, v'chulin shenishchtu ba'azara, einu mekudeshes. The kedushin is not effective because the item has no value. However, machrin v'kiddush b'dmein mekudeshes. If he sold the prohibited item and gave her the proceeds, the kedushin is effective because, as Rashi explains, ein adam nitfasin be'iser. The money does not become asa b'hana, and she is permitted to benefit from it. The Gemara proceeds with the sources that these items are in fact asa b'hana. Regarding arla, fruit that grows in the first 3 years of a new tree, the pasuk states, "Varaltem arlasa is piryay, shalashanim yilachem arelim lo yeichel." The words lo yeichel teach that arla is asur ba'achila, forbidden to be eaten. And the superfluous words araltim arlasai teach that arla is also asur ba'ana, forbidden in all benefits. Regarding klai hakerem, produce of a grapevine that was planted together with other crops, the pasuk states, le'sizah charmacha kalayim pentikdash. The words pentikdash are an acronym for pentukat ish. The klai hakerem must be burned and may not be used. Regarding shahar niskal, an ox that is to be stoned because it killed a person, the pasuk states, "V'lo yechel es besari uval hashar naki." Its meat may not be eaten, and uval hashar naki teaches that it is also asabana. And according to Rabbi Avohu, who holds, "Kol makom shenema lo yechel lo yseichel v'lo yseichlu echad es achila v'echad es ahana," any lashon achila, includes both Isra Achila and Isra Hana, the words Lo Yechel actually include Isra Hana of the Basar, the flesh of the animal. But we need Uval Hashar Naki to teach that Oiroi, its hide, is also Asabana. The Gemara points out that those Tanoim who use Uval Hashar Naki to teach other halachas must darshan es besari es hatafel besari to teach that the hide is also asabahana. And the Tana the Braisa uses Uval Hashar Naki to teach Isra Hana of the hides, because es loy darish, he holds we do not darshan the word es. Kedetanya Shimon Ha'amsaini Vamrila Nechemia Ha'amsaini Hayadarish Kalesan Shabbatar. He found something to add based on each S in the Torah. Kivin Shagiel Es Hashem Lekechatira Pirish. Since he cannot add anyone to be feared like Hashem, he was going to retract the drushes of all the other Esen. Achabal Rebbe Kiva Valimid Es Hashem Lekechatira Larabis Tamita Chacham. As Rashi Mesechta Pesachim says, Shehei Mayrabach Kamayrit Shemayim.